Hi guys, welcome back to the Otis Cast. It's your girl OT, you all know. If this is your first time listening on here, thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. And if this is not, thank you for always tuning in. I love you too. I love all of you equally. All of you. You guys, today is beautiful. I'll tell you why. Because I've recorded two episodes today and this is the third one and I'm so happy, but I'll be releasing this one earlier for a reason that, you know, can't be explained, but I'll be releasing this one first even though it's the third. But you all, how have you all been since I left? I don't know what to say, actually. I don't know. Should I greet you personally? Anyways, let's pray before I forget. I don't want to be forgetting to pray. It's not possible. Father, Lord in heaven, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this night. Because actually, it's day already. It's 1:43 a.m. Saturn. Thank you so much for this day. I love you so much, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. I exalt your name, glorify your name. Thank you for my listeners. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for our families, our relationships. Thank you for everything. Lord, I pray that in our relationships we prosper. In our family, relationship with our family, we prosper. And relationship with people in our workplaces will prosper. In Jesus' name, amen. And I pray that this episode blesses you so much in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So today we are going to be talking about closure. closure. So I like to always give people definitions so you don't think I don't know book. So what is closure? We'll be calling it closure today. So what is closure? Closure refers to having a sense of understanding, peace, and accepted finality of a relationship, whether it ended because of loss, rejection, or growing apart. And I know that we all understand what that is. If you don't understand, anyways, it's just understanding why, like, something or relationship, friendship, please. We're not just talking about like relationship as per intimacy, like boyfriend or girlfriend. We're talking about relationship with everything that we have. Relationship with friends, relationship with family, relationship with what, like with anybody that you have, just a friendship or anything. So it's just basically understanding why your friendship or your relationship or your, you know, anything just had to die, had to end. Like the person I'm explaining to you why this thing happened. Did it happen because of rejection? Like, did it happen because you didn't feel like I was there enough? Did this relationship end because like you were not giving it enough time? Did it end because you were like just stingy? Did it end because you were not serious? All those kind of things. And there's one very, very nasty mentality we Gen Z's we have, which is we don't need closure. Trust me, closure is something that every human being once, I'm telling you. Let me tell you something. One time I was in a relationship and not anymore, single and like kind of ready to mingle, but not anyway, it's complicated. But one time I was in a relationship and like my first ever. So I was in a relationship and then I saw where it was going. It wasn't going too far. I knew it wasn't going to go far though. But it's the answer. My life. You guys, my life in the open. We thank God for God, chap. But I just saw where the relationship was going and I was like, nah, G, this relationship is not for me. Like, it's not going anywhere because this person is not putting in effort as much as I did, you know, I am. So I didn't really tell the person, but I told the person after. And the person came to meet me after the breakup, because I did the breakup. I was the one that initiated the breakup. A girl don't have time. So I initiated the breakup. And then this person came to meet me after some months, I think, or years, I don't even know. But the person came to meet me and was like, texted me and was like, why did you do what you did? And it's now I'm just even thinking, you guys, that person needed closure. I needed closure, even if I was the one that did the breakup. See, women don't know what we like. We know what we want, but sometimes we're just very complicated. We don't know what we want. How can you break up with somebody and still want closure? Like, you are the one that they should be getting closure from. Duh. But me, I was expecting to get, like, that closure. Do you understand? And I didn't know why. But at a point, I just started thinking something was wrong with me. I needed to know why that person acted like that in the relationship. Not to discredit anything, but I also needed closure. Do you understand? I'm not even trying to discredit myself. I'm just trying to state facts. Like, even if I needed closure, I still, do you understand? I still was the one that initiated the breakup. So I was the one that had the reason, do you get? But I also needed to know the reason why the person acted a certain way that made me now do the, do you understand? That made me initiate the breakup. And the person told me beforehand, that you, Seth, I will never break up, but you are the one that will come to me and break up. I was laughing, I was opening my teeth. I did not know that the person actually meant it. Like, you better start taking people's words seriously, because it will help you. As in, you will go far if you do. Like, the person told me straight up, I said, it's a lie. We are too in love. Stupid eye. But anyways, the person came to meet me and then asked me. I don't know if it was what the person wanted, but like, I would classify it as closure, because the person actually wanted to know why I did what I did, why I broke up with him. So I said what I said. I just told him. But before that, let me tell you what's happening to me. I almost ran mad. Thank God I'm sane. It's just the grace of God. I almost ran mad because I started questioning myself. I started saying, I'm not enough. Like, I don't think I loved enough. I don't give love proper. I don't, you know, I even started questioning my diction, because me, I'm not good with words like that or communication. Once I like somebody, let me tell you one secret. Once I like somebody like this, when I see them, my heart just do bim, bim, bim. And it still affects my speech. It usually do. So I was like, anytime I see this person, I was just like, I'll just be blown away. Ah, God, oh my fine girl, look at this fine boy. You can't even speak to him properly. You see, you start stuttering anyhow. Sometimes I just used to say in my mind, God, please help me, God, please help me. That kind of thing. I'll make sure I prepare myself for the person. So it was like that. And then after the breakup, I started asking myself, I was like, maybe this boy, he didn't want to be with me because of my diction. It's because I was like, dude, you don't have sense, you don't need to talk well, or you don't know how to do this one, do that one. You know, you know, to notebook. If you were smarter, you will know he would be more attracted to you, and all those kind of things. I used to tell myself that too. No jokes, you guys. Like, I said, even questioning myself, I said, maybe I did not tell him enough about my family, or maybe I did not just give him attention enough. Or I'm very sure that Valentine's Day, if I had given him more gifts. And I'm saying that this same person that gave me gift, that was nonsense. As in, if you see, it wasn't nonsense. It was cute though. But like, to me that time it was cute. But if you use the eye of not to see it, then you will know that it was actually just a rushed gift. And me, I took my time to prepare gifts. I say, God, what have I gotten myself into? Well, after the breakup, I started overthinking. You know, I just needed that person to come back and talk to me and tell me, Osato, this was what happened. But To my greatest shock, the person came to meet me and spoke to me actually and told me that, why did this happen? And now I'm realizing, just as I'm talking to you, bro, you see, now I'm just realizing that he also needed closure. Do you understand? And I think it was a wise thing that he did, because he's actually a smart person. So it was a wise thing that he did, but I did not realize that that was what he, if not, I would have allowed him run mad just as I did. He's, he have luxury. I didn't realize it. So I just said like what was in my heart then, and he was like, okay, thank you. And I just thought to myself, like, what exactly was this guy's plan? Now I am realizing, as I'm talking to people, that it was actually closure that he needed. Like, he needed that so he will not run mad. Because if you don't know why this person, why this happened, you see, you will run mad. Let me tell you what closure does. It will help you to reevaluate positively. And it will now help you, it will transform. I don't know if you guys use the word transform. Transform is kind of deep. But when you reevaluate yourself, you're not doing it negatively. That means you're not doing things like, oh God, I'm not sure, I'm not enough. I wasn't enough in the relationship. I should have done more. It will not make you think like that. You understand? It will not make you have a negative reevaluation. Instead, when you reevaluate yourself, you'll be like, okay, now I understand. I'm talking about closure that has like common ground, not the one that is shaky, you know. But you'll be able to understand, okay, if I had done this, like, I think I'll be better if I improve like this. Do you understand me? That is positive closure equals positive outcome. So you change, you become better. That's what positive closure does. Well, like, that's what closure does. So positive reevaluation equals to positive outcome. So there is a change positively. Now for negative one, like, when you reevaluate yourself, negative only happens, I think it happens kind of when you still have closure, but it is more intense when you don't have closure, like when the person does not actually tell you why and how and when, like what actually happened and why it had to end. So you now start thinking negatively about yourself, and you now see relationship like from another lens entirely. And I'm talking about a lens that does not fit, like a lens that is not clear. Do you understand? And then from there you start having negative outcome. So your behavior, instead of you to change and better yourself, you now start carrying that hurt from one relationship to another. It will pain you. It's you that will pain, Baje. It will pain you, my dear. So do respect yourself and let yourself be seen. This Gen Z, we like to think we are strong. And you know something, I know. I don't know if this makes sense for you guys. People that... If people that, like, are actually... Like, people that form this hard guy thing, you know, if you do this, you're out of my life, purr. If you do this, you're out of my life, purr. All this Gen Z, all over Gen Z. Osato, this podcast is not podcast that condone violence. You need to be pure. This podcast is not a podcast. I'm sorry, you guys. I take it back. That word dies now. This Gen Z is not Loebruku. It's good. Our head will be straightened. We'll mature in Jesus' name. Amen. But this is our Gen Z. We have this very irritating mentality. There are some things that you just hear a Gen Z say, and you'll be like, what is... Is it the same God that created me that created this one? I'm serious. I'm not lying. You see people saying, you know what? I don't care. I really don't care. Like, if you make any mistake, there are some very shallow things. Like, if he talks back, we are done. Ah, I didn't understand. Auntie, uncle, you want to, are you the UFOP big gatekeeper now? You want to keep his mouth shut? You would have told him that his lecturer work you are doing. You want to be, hey, don't talk, don't, I'm in class. You should have done that. It's not possible. It's unrealistic that someone, you have shallow, like this shallow mindset when it comes to dating and breaking up. Like, it does not add up. Don't say things like, don't have them in your head. Things like, oh, if he talks anyhow to me, like if he replies me the way I don't want, not that if he talk anyhow, if he reply you how you don't want, that means he will be telling you the truth now, baby girl, you know, or you can be telling him the truth, baby boy, you know, calm down, this is not how to do things. He will not tell you, you are not talking the right way, you are a bad vibe, you are a bad, how do you used to say it, bad vibe, you are not vibing, your vibe is not correct. It will not ask you, say, you are not for me, purr. I pity you, because when you now want to marry, you think it's a, how they say it, is a marriage is all about roses and what, gold and rose. It's a bed filled with rose. How do you say it, please? How? It's not. See, you will enter puddle and others will come, but you need God to settle all those things, and you need wisdom. You need wisdom and patience. You understand? Respect to settle all those things. It's not only about purr. My dear, purr will not take you anywhere. You better unpurr that purr. I used to do purr before, but I'm open eye now. I follow God's way. I don't do purr anymore. Okay. Now, we need to understand these things from this our generation. This is our nonchalant generation that these people that called themselves Hard Guy FC, they are the ones that actually need love the most. Let's look at it this way. You know, it's easier to read someone. That's why knowing God is very good. Because God said, in the Bible, it says, for God is love. And in the same Bible, it says, God made us in his own image. Which means we are also love, and God is in us and we are in him. So if you actually look at this, we as human beings, we are actually created to love people. Do you understand? We are created for relationship. That's why you see somebody think that before they become sane, they need to have a girlfriend. Or you see somebody say that she's bored and she feels like having a girlfriend, is because we were all designed for relationship. Do you understand? Whether be it friendship, we're designed to desire friendships, relationships, like one way or the other. If you say you're an introvert, don't you have family? Or if you say that, oh no, I don't like people, you have a family, you came out of, like, you have a family, you are part of a family, that is also a relationship. So that is the first thing you need to know, that every human being, we were all designed to love. Now, because of life happens, and then all of a sudden you think that love is not for you, and you now say you want to become a hard guy. Auntie, uncle, you're a liar, because let me tell you, now you want love the most. I've noticed that thing, and whenever I say something like this, I'm saying it's based on research. Not really research, but I've done some testing, and I've used myself, and I use myself as a specimen. When I, like, before I started giving myself more to love because of God, obviously, like, I started realizing that this love thing, I can actually give it and receive it. Do you understand? In the right way. Do you understand? God's way, definitely. And when you try to remove God out of love, that's where people usually have problems. So that's really not the topic we're talking about. I'm just trying to go somewhere. All these hard guys that actually say they are hard guys. They don't need closure. Because I heard someone say, I don't need, you know what? It's not even heard. I used to do it before. I don't need closure. I don't need dates. I'm fine just as I am. I don't need anybody, you know, in my life right now. I don't give a damn. But auntie, uncle, let me tell you a story. You need it. That's why you're running mad. Because God, have mercy on me. This podcast is not going to be known for violence. Like, that's, you need it because your head needs to be straight. You understand? You need to be straight. It's so easy. I don't know why people say, oh, she's a hard guy. You cannot really tell who she loves. The fact that she's a hard guy or he's a hard guy should already tell you that they are the ones that actually love the most. Because you never want to hide what you... Like, you always want to hide what you value the most. And for me, I feel like people hide, like, being vulnerable because they know that when they are vulnerable, it's just the extreme. Do you understand? It's just going to go... It's like, when they love somebody and they can... Like, when they love somebody, they are, like, on 100. Do you understand? They move from 0 to 100. And they're vulnerable, they're just truthful, they just find themselves doing whatever it is. That thing people used to say, Sha, I just find myself doing what I don't want to do, blah, blah, blah. Kiniko, all these children, I don't know, this Gen Z, yeah, I don't get it. But that's it, do you understand? They're always doing that. And a hard guy or hard girl is the best, like, they are the easiest people to actually read, like, when it comes to love. All these things that you put, this love thing. So they're actually the people that actually need love. I'm just saying this to say, you are not a hard guy when it comes to closure. You are just running mad and you don't want to accept it, and that is fine. But you see me, I need closure. I need closure. That's why every time now, this relationship thing, friendship thing, I make sure that you explain to me why. You explain to me why, and me, I will explain to you why I'm feeling this way. Even when we have arguments, you need to explain to me why I'm feeling this way, and you need to explain to me why you're doing this, and I will explain to you why I'm feeling this way and why I'm also doing this, and then we will now settle the thing. If not, two of us will run mad together. That's just it. People that actually give love are the hardest people to read. That's another point. People that give love are actually the hardest people to read because you're seeing that they're actually giving you love, but you cannot discern if it is actually fake or it's true. Do you get? So, like, it is actually harder for you to discern if someone's love is actually pure or not. But for hard guys, trust me, like, those ones that actually hide who they are is because if they let it go, oh my bed, they can fly. Oh my bebe school. Do you know the meaning of bebe school? Do you know the meaning of bebe school? Bebe school means fly. They can fly fence for you. They can fly. They can jump from plane for you. It's just like that. Like, it is what it is. As far as I'm concerned, if you want to fight me, come to my school, come to Abad. Hard guys are the easiest people to read. See, whether you like it or not, no hard guy does not want closure. So when you see someone and you think they are this hard guy, hard girl, whatever this thing, and you just feel like, oh, this person does not want closure, it's a lie. I told you for the story now. I said, me, I had a friend, a boyfriend, an ex, that I didn't know why I was thinking too much. I was thinking, I say, am I running? Maybe I'm running mad. Wait, is it me, Abby? I didn't understand. Is this how mental health issue used to do? I'm telling you guys, because it's not as if I was not a hard guy. But I didn't know what to do. that was my first relationship. Do you get? And this takes me back to, please, it's very good to tell your friends the, like, everything happening in your relationship. Like, not everything, but the things that are pressing, like breakups. Like, it's very good because if not, you die in silence. I'm telling you, testing and trusted, baby girl. Tested and trusted. So it's very, very good though. It's necessary actually that you do that, because if you don't, you will run mad. Like, I just started thinking to myself, am I the problem? Am I the drama? Am I the drama? Am I the one that's the drama? Like, it was not a joke, sorry. I see, I wanted to run. I asked myself, I said, maybe. You know, you just start thinking, then you're thinking. I think it was deep. I said, maybe I'm the one. No, I have to be the one. And then I saw him with another babe. Ah, I say, God, it's because I'm not Hausa now. If I were to be Hausa, maybe this boy would like me. Ah, maybe because of me, I don't even smell nice sometimes. You know, if I used to smell nice. Or was it the way I made my hair that day? Thoughts like this, so stupid thoughts. I said, I beg, see, you know what? And he even helped me, because after that text, I felt better, actually. I felt better, really better. Not even after that text. I think, like, after even talking to him, yeah. It was not even about the relationship. It was just to greet him and say, how are you doing? Like, I felt better. And then after the text, everything was just smooth. Like, I just, as in, he actually really, really left my mind for real, for real. So I was really happy. And I was also happy for him, because then, now, I am even happy for him that he did that, because now I feel like, it must have been really hard. I don't know, speaking from what I experienced, I feel like it must have also been really hard for him. I wish I understood a lot. Like, I wish I had this sense I have now, a little bit of the sense I have now, when I was in the relationship then. But we thank God, everything have a reason. okay, guys. See, today, let me just be one small gist again. Let me give you the end summary. Number one, if you are the one hurting, I don't know who is hurting, whether you're hurting from a family member or a friend or an ex or even your present man that you're dating now. And then one way or the other, they've wronged you. There is nothing, trust me. It's just the pride that we have in this our generation. We are so proud. As in, I need to not take you anyway. You know, wait, what that Bible verse says, the pride comes before a fall. Like, we are so proud. There is no reason. Do you get? There is no reason why we are proud. And our mentality is so shallow. We need to have solid, like, you need to actually be mature. You soon become someone's wife, then from there you become, like, you soon start working, you become someone's wife, and then you become a mother. You soon start working, you become someone's husband, and then you become a father. What do you want to tell your children? Hard guy is the way. When I was like, I'm a ego red though. Ego red for you and your picking. Just imagine my child. Ah, mommy, I really liked this boy. And I now say, you know what? You don't need to ask him anything. I say, wait. Ego red for my, it won't be red for my child in the name of Jesus. But it won't be good that you cannot give proper advice, like, with proper experience. And I mean, when I mean proper experience, I mean the right experience and things you've learned, correct things as a matured person. It would not be nice. So please, number one, change your mentality. Number two, hard guy no they pay. Hope you know that. Number 3, stop being proud. Number 4, you need closure. You can go and meet that person and talk to the person. There is nothing wrong with it. If you're scared of being vulnerable, is the least of your problem. That vulnerability that you're scared of being, is better to be scared and do it than to be scared and not do it and live in that, you know, that negative thought, like that negative, I don't even know how to say it, just be in that pothole, sha. It's no good. Do you understand? So do that. Number 4, yoga kwata kwata. I beg, to save us all the stress. You know, you can actually save yourself from like all the stress. It's just let God pick for you. Let God pick for you. Be friend, be man. Let God pick for you. Because if not, trust me, girl. Tested and trusted. You will suffer. See, all these things, you will need closure every time in your life. Okay, I'm not trying to say that. Even if God picks for you, like if you don't put effort, obviously it won't work out well. You need to put effort, and there are some times where you have issues. But I just need, my main aim is just to tell you guys that every time something happens, you don't always say X, you're not X-Men. You don't always say X, you're not for me. You try and settle the issue, you understand? Make that person understand, and you also ensure that you make the person let you know, so you can understand why this thing had to happen how it did, because it's very, very important. Do you get me, guys? I just want to put that out there. I did not want to record this episode. Now let me give you the smudges. I did not want to record this episode. Do you get me? Because I'm always saying, do you get me? I say I want to stop. Osatu Kiyoshibai, what's wrong with you? I say because I was tired, but like after praying, the Holy Spirit was like, why don't you go and record that episode? So I say, oh, who am I? I'm going to do that now. And myself, as I'm finishing this episode like this, I'm going to go and confront somebody. I'm going to go and, you know, receive Abby, give closure and receive closure. Hey, wow. Wow. So that's what I'm gonna do after. I'm serious, like after this episode now, that's what I'm going to do. So please, I want you to do the same. I want you to do the same, because it's going to help you. And the thought of doing it, honestly, right now as I'm about to end this episode, is not sweet, because I'm not that kind of person that likes being vulnerable. Do you understand? But God is teaching me, and who am I not to learn? To get, if I form strong head, it's going to be my loss later, because I won't learn anything. And I want to be more. I told my friend today, I told Tommy and Divine, I said, you guys, I want to be a very cute person. Like, I want to be a cute friend. Like, I want to be that kind of person that when you meet me, I can cry with you. When you meet me, I can laugh with you. I can rejoice with you. Do you understand? I want to be that person, that kind of friend that takes to correction, that understands her friends and know what they like, all those things detailed. Like, do you understand? Because in all honesty, I mean, why not be a good person and enjoy love as it has been given to me by God? Do you get me? Smile and do more. You won't get old. Like me, I won't get old if I keep smiling every time, you know, if I become cute. Yeah, girl. Okay, you guys, I didn't want to share record this episode, but I've told you why now it had to be recorded. And with all that I've said, I hope I've been able to convince you and not confuse you. well, please, you guys, you know, try your best. It won't be easy. As I'm going now, it's not sweet, but I'm gonna do it regardless, because I want to change. Yes, that I'm willing to change, and I hope, like I pray for that way. I pray that you have the willingness to change. You want to change your mindset, your actions, everything, Jiggets, it's very, very important. I pray that for you now in the name of Jesus. Receive boldness to confront every person, you know, to receive closure and give closure to every person that you've not been able to, in the name of Jesus. You guys, I'm getting so emotional. I beg you. But bye, guys. I love you all so much. And I hope this message or this episode blessed you or blesses you. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. You love me. You can't deny it. Mwah.